Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I have the founder of Audiophile, Robin Witten, with me. We're talking about audiobooks. I already had one of my mysteries for the week. Are we having another one today?
No, we have something quite different. We have a biography, The Life of Isabella Stewart Gardner, and it's called Chasing Beauty. Natalie Dykstra is the author, and Maggie Meg Reed is the really quite brilliant narrator here.
I read a couple of reviews of this book, and oh my God, I'm so on it. I'm so fascinated by it, partially because I adore John Singer Sargent.
Many people know about the Venetian Palazzo, that is the home of Boston's Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, but not everyone knows about the incredible vision and the energy of the woman who put it all together. And this is a very elegant, serious biography.
Yeah.
Really beautifully narrated by Maggie Meg Reed.
I loved Maggie Meg Reed. She was one of the readers of Night Watch by Jane Ann Phillips. And she also, and I can't remember who I talked about it with, I think it could have been Emily, Sensational, which is about early women reporters like Nellie Bly.
Yes.
Yeah, she was great.
Yes, she's done a number of women journalist titles.
And she's so good.
Well, this is really, this casting match is brilliant because it's hard to capture the Gilded Age and post, you know, really early 20th century, but she does it beautifully, I think, with her tone, with her accents and pacing. And, you know, we feel that she is traveling with Isabella because they travel all over the world, and she goes to school in Paris, and she's in Italy, and she's being influenced by so many artworks around the world. And Maggie Meg is right with you. I mean, she's bringing this so alive from the biography. It's really a joy.
I remember when the museum was robbed, I think in 1990, she arranged that museum, and nothing was to be changed ever.
Absolutely.
So now where those paintings, I think there were five paintings that were robbed, there are just frames with nothing, because nothing could be rearranged.
Right. You can see that Mrs. Jack, as she was known, was going to get her way the way it was going to be. And, you know, she came into Boston society from New York as a very young bride to this wealthy family and Jack Gardner. And, you know, Boston ladies didn't like her. So, you know, she had to start, you know, collecting and getting, bringing famous people and having portraits by John Singer Sargent and making friends with Whistler and Henry James. And eventually Boston society thawed a bit, but it's just a great portrait of the times. And this is serious biography. There are pages of references and sources to all the elements in the biography.
Well, should we hear a little?
Let's do that.
Okay. This is Chasing Beauty, The Life of Isabella Stewart Gardner. It's by Natalie Dykstra, read by Maggie Meg Reed.
What manner of woman is she who has built this unique temple of art? Isabella Stewart Gardner, widowed after almost four decades of marriage, was informally known as Mrs. Jack, a reference to her late husband, John Jack Lowell Gardner, Jr. She had opened Fenway Court just before her 63rd birthday, having imagined and planned for every part of it, from choosing and purchasing the art, to collecting the building parts, to supervising the design of the palazzo from the ground up, to applying a sample of the specific Venetian pink paint to the courtyard walls.
I just love the quality of her voice. It is so rich and textured and so intelligent.
Really well, and perfect for this biography. Yeah.
And perfect for this.
This portrait of Mrs. Jack. I mean, I feel like I know her.
Okay, that is Chasing Beauty, The Life of Isabella Stewart Gardner by Natalie Dykstra, read by Maggie Meg Reed. Thank you so much, Robin, and I shall talk to you tomorrow.
We will have a mystery on tap for tomorrow. How's that, Joe?
Very good, thank you. Behind the Mic is sponsored by the inspiring new audiobook, Treasures in the Dark, written and narrated by stroke survivor Catherine Wolfe, available everywhere audiobooks are sold. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.